on this episode of Get Real Podcast. I have Erin Opria joining me. She is a celebrity trainer to the stars. You know Carrie Underwood's legs that look amazing, Jana Kramer's legs that look amazing, Maren Morris, Kacey Musgraves, Kelsey Ballerini, Jen Wayne from Runaway June, Carly Pierce. You name it in country music, she trains them and gets them looking amazing. And I love her philosophy because she's not about getting skinny. She's about feeling the best you can for your body. And she's written a book called 4x4. She has a new app coming out called Pretty Muscles, which is like a complete fitness guide. It has workouts. It has food plans for every day. It has like meal plans. She's incredible. And she's also one of the most inspiring people I've ever been around. She served our country for 9 years. She was the first female to lead a platoon. And she just has incredible, incredible stories about just overcoming anorexia and how that led her on this journey of true health. And truly, this is one of my favorite interviews. And this is one of my favorite people that I've gotten to meet lately. So here is Erin Opria. Well, hi there.
Hello.
I'm here with the Nashville fitness guru, celebrity trainer, gave Carrie Underwood her famous signature legs, Erin Opria.
Well, hello. Thanks for having me, and that was very sweet.
Well, it's the truth.
I mean, I just like to work out. She worked hard for those bad boys. I was just there cheerleading her all the way along.
But that's the thing with fitness is you do have to put in the work no matter what, right?
No matter what. And you have to control what goes in your mouth. I can tell you over and over, if you don't listen and you don't actually do it, it doesn't work.
So you really do believe in like eating a certain way, working out a certain amount of times a week, like, because you have a whole system. It's called 4x4. I was looking you up, and I've heard everyone talk about this book because you kind of break it down into simple steps.
It's so simple. So my belief is I want everyone to eat clean to get lean, work out to make muscles. So that's it. Work out to get strong, eat clean to get lean, work out to get strong. You cannot out-train a bad diet. No matter how much you try, it isn't going to work. I tried for years. It doesn't work. So I always teach people, you have to eat a clean, balanced lifestyle. And I'm not saying go without anything. I don't believe in cutting out carbs. I don't believe in cutting out alcohol because I want people to still love life. I mean, I still eat donuts.
Like, you got purple hair. Like, you're a life lover.
I mean, I don't really care. Like, I want everyone to have fun because we only get one life. Live it to its fullest. But let's live it to where we all feel good. That's the goal, is I want people to feel amazing. It's not about being skinny. It's about feeling your absolute best. I want my clients, when they put on their dresses for the red carpet or the guys or whatever, they say, wow, I feel good. That's what it's all about. So whatever event they're working for, if they feel good, then I feel like I did my job, because it's all about how you feel on the inside.
That is so true, because I have realized that with myself. Like, if I put on clothes or if I'm like not feeling good in my body, then I just don't have a good experience wherever I'm going. Like, if I feel good in myself and if I feel good in what I'm wearing, like if I can present myself in a way where I feel great to the world, I enjoy myself.
Isn't that crazy how much that's true? Confidence.
Yes.
No, and there is no perfection. If you strive for a perfect body, you're always going to fail, because there is no such thing as perfection. Well, you think, well, if I get this, I'm going to be happy. Nope, because then you're going to move on to the next thing. And then you say, if I get this, if I get that. There is no perfection. I always say, just work on being the best you every day. I'll take one step forward, because there is no such thing as perfection, but I want you to feel good. And when you feel good, when you step on whatever it is, you're like, hello, baby, I'm here. You know, like, that's what life is supposed to be about. And confidence is the most beautiful thing you can ever have.
So tell me where you learned this, that there is no perfection.
Oh, trial and error. I mean, I struggled with anorexia at a young age. Yeah, I was 18, 19. And it's something that never goes away, too. It's always in your head. I mean, I would say it doesn't flare up on me a lot now, but it's always there. So I struggle with that. And I was like, you know what? There is no perfection. I just want to be happy. I want to be happy. I want to love life. I want to eat. When I eat clean, I feel better. I mean, that's the bottom line. There's a reason to eat clean. It's not just looks. Eating clean makes you feel better. You want to have energy. You get to go dancing. You get to do all the fun stuff. I mean, who wants to feel yucky and sluggish? I want to feel energized. And I always feel like the best way to do that is through eating clean, drinking plenty of water, moving your beautiful body, because it's a freaking gift to get to move.
Amen to that.
People would kill to get to move. Think about all the people in wheelchair that can't move. It's like a blessing that can be taken away from us at any point. And I want people to learn. Move it or lose it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the bottom line. And then fresh air. Fresh air. There's something special about sunlight, vitamin D. Just enjoying the fresh air outside gives you energy too.
When did you have this switch? When you were like, okay, I'm going to enjoy my body. I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm not going to strive for perfectionism. When did you switch over from the anorexic mindset, thinking you had to be skinny and perfect, to like, what was the switch that flipped?
I would say it was in my early 30s. Because when I was young in high school, body image never even occurred to me. Like, I never thought I'm fat, I'm skinny, I'm anything. I was like, just let me play sports. I was such a tomboy. And then I was dating a guy, which was then became my husband, ex-husband. But he's like, oh, you're a beach whale.
What?
And it's crazy how, and I was not big by any way, shape or form. I mean, but it's crazy how one thing like that can change your whole life. That one comment changed my life forever. That's when I was like, oh, I'm big. Okay. I just won't eat. And that's how it all started.
Really? One person
had that much impact on my life. And now I'm forever grateful because it's educated me in so many different ways that I would have never probably done. And so it's just a learning lesson. And like, where I learned about, like, I never really cared as much about clean eating until my dad died at such a young age.
Being unhealthy?
If you looked at him, say perfectly thin. I always say thin is not the answer. Healthy is the answer. Just because you're skinny does not necessarily mean you're healthy. Mm-hmm. It's all what you put in your body. Food is fuel. Food is our medicine. Food is everything. Fuel your body properly. It's like a car. If you put bad fuel in a car, eventually that car is going to break down. Our body's the same way. And so my dad was young, 52, big athlete, soccer player, everything. Ran stairs, did 150-mile bike rides, and had a massive heart attack at 52.
Really? Did he, like, die on the spot?
He did. It was at my going. I was leaving for Iraq the next day. I was in the Marine Corps. And I was leaving for, it was my going away party. I was leaving for Iraq.
You hadn't gone to serve yet?
I hadn't. That was my second deployment. I was leaving the next day for war. And he died. And so they gave me 10 days of emergency leave. But that is the day that I was like, wait. So just because I'm thin doesn't mean that I'm healthy. And so that was when everything changed on nutrition for me. I was like, that was my wake up call. I was like, look, there's more to it than just being skinny.
So how do you process that you're now going to fight for war and your dad has just passed away? You have a whole new understanding of what health is. Like, what is going on in your brain at that point when you're about to leave to go fight and you're in this huge life moment?
Oh, geez. I mean, how do I process that? I feel like, I mean, this is going to sound terrible, but it's the truth. It was out of sight, out of mind.
Okay.
Once I was pulled out of this situation, they gave me 10 days of emergency leave where I helped my mom move, and they were still married, and I, you know, just did a lot for her. And then when I went over there, it was out of sight, out of mind. I was able to separate it. In my mind, he was still back in the States. Mm-hmm. But then it wasn't until I came home that I think it really is like, oh, he's not here. Because he was my best friend, man.
He was?
Yeah, oh my gosh, we were so close. And you know what's so weird? It's he was driving in town to my party. So it was like 2 days before my party. We were talking on the phone. I was like, oh my gosh, Dad, how does anyone ever deal with losing a parent? I couldn't imagine.
You were having that conversation?
We had that conversation. And then 2 days later, he died. And I was like,
what did he say in that conversation?
He's like, when it happens, you just do. And I was like, oh, okay.
Was it like foreshadowing almost?
I was like, it's so weird. And then when we cleaned out his nightstand, my mom found his nightstand, his bucket list. And the day that he died, he had just crossed his last thing off his bucket list.
What was on his bucket list?
It was this thing he was building. And I was like, that is so insane.
So he had completed his bucket list?
He had completed his bucket list. And we had just had a really odd conversation that I had never had before with him.
Did that give you some sort of weird
peace? I was like, well, I feel like God has answers for everything. I mean, there are certain things that are just meant to be, but I do feel like if he had eaten healthier, could it have changed? I would like to think it could have. Sometimes it's hereditary, you know, so you never know. But in my mind, I'm like, maybe it was clean eating, you know, like I don't want to go down that path.
Right.
Because he was so young.
So do you feel, is it like for you, is fitness just a way that you can like control as many factors as you can? And then do you let the rest of it go? Or
I mean, you can do as much as you can, but there's things in life that you can't control. I always say control what you can and then the rest just leave it up to life. I mean, that it is what it is, but do your best. But while you're here living and enjoying life, I want you to feel good.
Feel good.
Feel good. And I didn't say be skinny.
Right.
I feel good. I want you to feel good. And when you feel good, you're going to move more. You're going to smile more. I feel like it just, that's longevity in life right there. I mean, mm-hmm. there's something to be said about happiness.
And dancing's a big deal to you.
Oh my gosh, it's my favorite.
Like you go to clubs and dance like every week, right?
I mean, that's, yeah, it's like, wow, I go clubbing. That is something that is usually not my personality at all because I'm not a club person. But every Saturday, I always call it the blue haired special of dancing because we go dancing. My husband and I go to the rooftop at Whiskey Row on Broadway from 4 to 6. And then at 6 o'clock, I walk home and I cook my eggs for dinner. Pretty wild. But I take my own beet juice to the bar, beet juice with I juice it myself. So it's beets, lemon and tequila, beets, lemon and ginger. And then I take it in and then I mix it with tequila at the bar.
Heck yes.
And I was like, that's a double upper. Hello, fun heaven. It's yeah. so, and then they play the best music. There's a great DJ there. And I just dance, dance, dance for 2 hours. And then I go home.
So how do you let yourself go like that? Because the older I get, the more I realize sometimes I have trouble letting myself completely go.
Because you're worried about what others think?
Maybe, and maybe I feel like I don't even know how to do it sometimes. Like, because I think I saw you actually dancing with Jen Denmark at this Christmas party. That was the Miracle on 34th Street.
Or yeah, I had my own little party.
It was Thomas Rhett. Wasn't it his, like, they're helping homelessness?
Yes, and FGL was there and lots of
amazing people. And you were dancing, and I was like, and it wasn't necessarily like tons of people were dancing, but like there was
nobody
music.
Dancing.
There was no one dancing, really.
Really, it was just me. And then Jen Denmark came up and danced with me for a little while.
Where do you get that, though, to be like, I don't even care. I'm just going to feel it and let myself go because I love that about you.
I could care less what people think of me.
Have you always been that way?
Pretty much. Like, and I've really pushed that on my kids too. Don't worry about others. Your happiness is not defined what others think of you.
But where did that come from?
I honestly don't know. I don't know if I made a conscious decision to not care. I always say people are going to talk about you anyways. You might as well give them something to talk about. So yeah. Why not? Yeah. That's kind of my opinion. At the bar, I'm usually the only one dancing. My husband dances with me.
So he's into it too.
He doesn't care either. We don't care.
Oh, I love that.
And because I seriously just love to laugh and have fun. So I burn calories and I make pretty muscles while I'm doing it because I stay low in that sumo squat. And then I hump the air. I mean, I have a good time. That's what it's about.
It is what it's about. Because you're right. We have one life to live. You've experienced a lot. Like, you were 9 years you served. And you were the only woman who ended up leading her own platoon. Like,
so I led the first female platoon that's ever been formed in the Marine Corps. The Marine Corps had never had an all-female platoon. But when during my second deployment in Iraq, they needed females to search to be attached to the infantry. That was the second thing. They'd never had women attached to the infantry on a war zone. Ever. Period, but especially in a war zone. So they needed women to search females in Fallujah, which is a city.
Oh, because they needed women. Okay.
So they formed an all-female platoon, and my actual job is actually searching. I was a field MP, which I shot crew-served guns, like the big 50 cals, the big 100-pound guns. That was kind of like I was a Turk gunner.
So you're a total just badass.
No, I just like to play. I like to play. It was good times. You can't say it's always good times, right. But I just like to have fun and do my job. I love to be good at what I do. I strive to work my hardest. I love to work. And that was my actual job. So they pulled all these women together from different jobs in the Marine Corps, and they formed this all-female platoon to be attached to the infantry. And so that's what we did.
What was it like being in an all-female platoon?
Well,
Yeah,
I mean... Yes, I was running it, but you really weren't with the women. You were with the men. We formed together, and then everyone separated to be with different groups of the guys all day long. And then we got back together at the end of the day, and I did big debriefs. It was a huge test thing for the Marine Corps. They were testing this all-women thing out because yes, we were a group of women, but I was never really with women.
How did it go?
It went really well. I would like to think it's still continuing. I was a big fan of trying to make sure women got treated equally in the Marine Corps. I fought really hard to make sure I got to do what the guys got to do, that I trained the same as they trained. And the Marine Corps has made me who I am today.
What did you take away from it? What were your big life lessons that you learned from being in the
Marine
Corps?
I'd say the biggest one is discipline. I have a lot of discipline when I want to.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not perfect by any means.
But you can
turn
it on.
And I don't want to be perfect. I can turn on when I need to. And I think some of my OCD craziness, like, and I think there's some of that because of the sand from Iraq.
Really? What do you mean the sand?
Okay, everyone's going to think I'm crazy, but this is the honest to God truth. It dry. So because I was dirty, we went 66 days with no shower.
Wow.
My first deployment, that was when I went in on day one of the war, and there was no showers or no anything. We used a bottle of water and baby wipes. And I think that dirty feeling that I felt for so long, it's like ingrained in my head. And so now I'm like, the couches. No, you can't sit on the couches unless you just showered.
You and still feel that way?
Yeah, it's like an obsession, like a crazy obsession. You can't get in the bed unless you just shower. And if you walk the dog outside, now you got pollen on you, you have to shower again. Don't sit on the couch.
So is your house spotless?
Well, it stays pretty clean.
Yeah. So because you were dirty for 66 days, you were like, you never want to feel that way again? Or
I think there's a craziness inside my head that hasn't been able to let go of that.
That it might happen again, or that just
I don't
like,
even think that that's
it's almost like my, just like a past
I'm like when I get to finally decompress and have couch time, which I only get couch time. That's like the highlight of my month. I might get to sit on the couch like three times a month. I get so excited. I get to put my PJs on and just decompress. I want to feel as clean as I can be. Mm. And also, I'm nasty all day long. I work out all day.
Yeah.
And so when I shower, I don't want my stinky boys to have sat on that couch. And they're, you know how teenage boys are. They're stinky.
Mm-hmm.
And so am I.
Right.
And so.
So you're like, you're not sitting on this couch unless you clean yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm on board with that.
I can be a jerko mom sometimes.
I think you're a pretty cool mom, though.
I like to play with them.
You seem like you're the kind of mom that, like, they're not going to do something totally stupid because you would whoop their asses.
Absolutely.
And I would be really convinced that it would not be a good thing for them, because you are so able to, like, I feel like you're able to, like, separate. Don't do this. Be free. Do you. But here's the line.
That, you know what? That is exactly how I am as a mom. I'm very stern with my kids, very strict. But we are so close as a family. Like, I had very strict rules. Everybody sat down for dinner every single night. There's no TVs, no phones, no nothing. It's talk time. This is where everyone talks about their day.
We
all share, and I cook dinner every night. That was very important to me for the kids growing up. Now, am I saying that that's the way you have to do it? No, find your whatever it is in your family that makes you guys communicate. Communication is key, and I feel like my boys are both so open with me about everything because I've left it very open.
And were you like non-judgmental about what they would say, or like, how do you get them to be open? How do you get kids to share?
You know what? That's a great question. I don't know. My kids are, and everyone's like, I don't understand how you get your kids to tell you that. My kids tell me exactly who does drugs. And they said, you know what? I want to try them. And I was like, you're on a path to go pro in soccer. I don't think it's the best idea. Here's XYZ. This is why I don't suggest it. I'm sure you want to try weed because everybody does. Yeah. But I'm telling you right now, I don't think it's the best decision. And so he came to me. He's like, you know, I don't think I should do this.
So you don't like traumatize them with fear. You kind of talk to them, like give them.
I might have traumatized them a little here with sex.
Well, that's true.
I was like, hey, let's not make any babies, because you make babies, guess what? Your careers are over for a while. At a young age, don't do it.
Yes.
And I said some other things that maybe aren't. I was like, you can get STDs and, I mean, your wieners can fall off. I mean, it's not worth it. And now they're like, I'm good, mom. I was like, good.
But truly, no. I mean, I think that's, you have, I'm just had obviously a child. She's 3 months old, but I'm already worried about the teenage years. I'm like, how do you navigate?
They're the best.
They are.
I love, and everyone says they're worried about teenage years. I think the teenage years are the absolute best years. My boys and I just have, like, when we laugh, we joke. We really truly enjoy being around each other, and family get-togethers are great. I mean, none of us live together now. Both my kids are moved out. So when everyone's home, it's really a good time. And so they like coming. They get excited to come home, which is really cool, because not all teenage boys are that way.
But it's you. It's the way you've parented. I can see it in you, because even just being around you for just this time, like, I've only really been around you a few times, but every time I'm around you, I get the vibe from you that you are so solid in what you stand for, but yet you are very free in people living their lives.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't judge.
Like, yes, I don't feel that you judge.
And like, when I go to clients' houses for dinner, they're like, don't look. I was like, I don't care what you eat.
It's on you. It's on that person.
It's all, you make your own decisions.
Yeah.
I'm here to help educate you. And I want you to go enjoy those things that you love. I want you to do it in small amounts, but enjoy it. I mean, am I saying you should eat a whole large pizza? No. I used to do that every Friday night, and I realized that probably wasn't a good idea. I mean, that was years ago. But I was like, that's probably not a good idea. I think a piece or two is probably good.
So you're more moderation. On a more frequent basis.
And it makes a not frequent. I would say, like, a couple times a week. But I always say you don't have to rescue the whole bottle of wine. It's going to be there next weekend. Have a glass. I mean, you're good. It's safe in the bottle. Just cork it. It's really safe. It's safe. Same with tequila. So balance. Like in my book, The 4x4 Diet, I talk all about, you know, four simple rules to follow. And if you follow them, they truly work.
Okay, what are they?
So the first one is to cut out carbs at night. Starchy carbs.
At night.
So I'm not saying don't eat carbs. I mean, I eat oatmeal. You can eat quinoa. Just eat it early in the day when you have time to burn it. So carbs are your energy source.
So don't deprive yourself. Eat them in the beginning.
No, eat them early in the day. Burn them. I'm not saying go eat a bunch of, you know, white bread and stuff. You still got to choose the right ones. And I'm not saying go eat 10 pieces of whole wheat bread because it's early in the day. No, you still have to have serving. Look at the serving sizes. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, cut back on alcohol. I'm not saying cut out, but I'd love to see you guys go down to 2 drinks a week.
A week?
Yeah, you got it. You can do it. You can do it. I promise.
So how do you suggest, because a lot of people are in the habit of having a drink every night to like unwind from their day. So how would you suggest getting to that relaxing?
Hot tea.
Okay.
Hot tea is amazing for relaxing.
So it's more of a mental thing.
It is. You don't, I mean, really, after you do it every day, one glass of wine doesn't really give you a buzz. It's just the joy of sitting there with a glass of wine. Hot tea will give you that, too. You don't need a buzz to decompress.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need alcohol to decompress. It's just a game that we have in our head that we've convinced ourselves that that's what we need. But
mm-hmm.
we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Hot tea, it helps me with cravings. Also, if you're craving at night, movement helps. Go for a walk. How often do you go for a walk and think, gosh, I can't wait for that big fat cheeseburger?
Never.
You when you sit on the couch, that's when you crave that stuff.
Yeah.
Movement breaks cravings. Hot tea for me has also helped for breaking cravings. But a lot of times walking. If I need something and I'm like, I know I'm not hungry, this is just me bored, basically.
Yeah.
Or looking for something to fulfill my moment. Go for a walk.
Okay, so cut carbs in the day. And the night. Cut alcohol to 2 drinks a week.
Yes.
Okay, that's two of the four?
That's two. So sugar. Cut back on sugar. I like to look at 5 grams of sugar, added 5 grams. So like an apple. Apple obviously has more than 5 grams. You're looking at about 26 grams of sugar. That's natural sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying to eat apples all day long, but cut back on added sugar.
Okay. So you're saying if you're going to have sugar, make it natural.
For the most part. My rule of thumb is 5 grams of sugar or under per serving.
So what you said, an apple is 26 grams. So
that's natural.
So we don't worry about natural sugar.
Yeah. I don't worry about that.
Can you have as much natural sugar as you want? Okay.
Still eat a serving. Like, you don't need to eat 5 apples. Apple a day. An apple a day, keep the doctors away. That's all you need.
Okay. So like one fruit a day.
Yeah. Well, you can eat 2 fruits. Just don't load them up at night. Because you still need to burn them. Even if it's natural, you still need to burn that sugar.
So this is kind of all in the day. You're saying do all this in the day before the night hits.
Yes. The night should be your smallest meal. We're in America. Everything we just load up at night. All of our desserts. I mean, who eats dessert during the day? It's at night.
Yeah.
Desserts are always at night. Big, hefty meals are at night, where it's supposed to be the opposite.
Yeah.
Slow. I mean, it should be lighter eating in the evening.
So then at night.
Lighter evening in the evening.
What do you suggest doing for your, like, last meal?
I love salmon salads. Those are my favorite. I make the best seared salmon. I cook it outside because ain't nobody got time for a stinky house.
Oh, God. Especially a salmon stinky
house. Oh, but it's so good. There's this salmon rub that I'm obsessed with. I get it at the farmer's market. I think it's like Glen something. I don't know. But it is the best. And so I put that on my salmon, sear it, and it gets nice and crunchy. So good.
And see, that's the thing. It's just like retraining yourself to crave that instead of a cheeseburger and french fries. Like, but because as soon as you eat that, you're like, dang, this tastes so good.
And then usually if you satisfy your body, you're not going to keep craving. Usually
right.
Your body's craving because you're not satisfied or you're bored or you're dehydrated.
Oh, so water all day.
Water is a must. I mean, water is everything. It helps with energy. It helps with cramps. It helps with just feel headaches. I mean, so many things come down to dehydration and you don't even realize it. And so the last thing on there is sodium. Nobody
salt.
Thinks about sodium.
Salt, and it's probably in everything, isn't it?
It's in everything. Everything has sodium in it. So I really try to get everybody to watch their sodium intake. Simple. And then the other, so it's four rules, and the other four things is 4-minute Tabatas, which are the best, because I love to turn
4 minutes
Tabata workouts.
Tabata.
Yeah.
What's Tabata?
Tabata is the best. All you do is download a free interval timer on your phone.
Okay.
You hit start. It's 4 minutes long. That's okay. The other
four minutes.
It's 4 minutes. It's 20-second bursts of exercise followed by 10 seconds of rest for 8 rounds.
Okay.
You hit start. And in my book, I have it laid out. It tells you exactly what to do for each level of fitness, what to do on each day, all the fun games.
Can you do it at your house?
Everywhere. You can do it anywhere. I do it with my kids' soccer games. The whole world's my gym. I mean, seriously. I take my jump rope to the soccer field. I usually can get 2 hours in.
See, that's why I love you, too, because you don't care if people see you working out on the sidelines.
People judge me like a mofo. I was like, oh, hope I gave you something to learn. I mean, take it home with you. Do it. And I try to invite people to do it with me, but instead they just like to stare at me and take pictures. But cool, whatever.
You're like, whatever.
I float your boat. I do it at the airport. I jump rope at the airport every time.
So you just don't care. You just don't care. You do what you need to do when you need to do it to get the life goals and to achieve what you want to achieve in your life, to fulfill yourself.
Yeah, I'm not here to fulfill everybody else.
Gosh.
They need to find their own fulfillment. I'm not the answer.
And if they're sitting there going like, what a weirdo, it's like, well, you're actually just fulfilling yourself.
I was like, how am I a weirdo because I'm moving my body? I was like, I don't understand.
Why are we trained like that to think that if
because
you don't.
Because we are judgmental as all get out. We really care so much about what others think, and we get fulfillment putting other people down.
What is that? Why is that? I wonder. What does that do for ourselves?
Because we are lacking in self-esteem ourselves.
So if we can judge someone else.
It's because you're something bothering you.
And you're like, oh, they're.
It's not about them.
Yeah,
it's our own insecurities coming out. So I feel like if you're secure in who you are, you're not going to worry about what others are doing. They'll do their own thing. Let them be them and you be you. If we were all the same, this would be one boring world. Could you imagine?
No.
But look, I have this app coming out too I want to tell you about.
Okay,
it's called the Pretty Muscles app because I think muscles are absolutely beautiful.
Well, let's talk about Carrie Underwood's legs for a minute because those are the most beautiful muscles and legs I've ever seen in my life.
She worked hard for those bad boys. She did.
God.
Lots and lots and lots of fun lunges, squats, all different variations. Years and years and years we worked on those bad boys.
And they are beautiful.
Beautiful. I mean, Janet Kramer's. Have you seen hers?
Janet Kramer's. They kind of look like twin legs.
They're twins. I mean, hers are fantastic. Actually, I have to say, all my clients have beautiful. Casey Musgraves, Kelsey Ballerini.
Casey Musgraves is so freaking hot.
They're all amazing.
I can't even handle the hotness.
I was just at her house. I love her.
Oh.
But they're all beautiful.
Erin, stunning.
I mean, that belly. Oh, she looks so good. And she's kicking butt pregnant. She's gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Legs, belly. I mean, she's still got abs pregnant. I'm like, really?
How does that even happen?
You suck. But no, she's kicking butt. They're all amazing. And you know what I love is that everyone's built in their own way. I always say, don't try to have somebody else's body. You're never going to achieve it.
Right.
Because all that's going to do is leave you miserable. Why can't I get so-and-so? Well, because you're not built the same. God blessed us all built differently.
Yes.
Because we don't want to be the same.
No.
But we can all have our pretty muscles in our own way.
Yes. Okay, and so that's what this app is about?
So the app is about making.
Tell me what it's called again.
It's Pretty Muscles.
Okay, so
by Erin Oprea.
So we would just type that in. Pretty Muscles.
Or Erin Oprea, yeah.
Okay.
And it comes out January 1st. And okay. It's going to give you a different workout every day to do. And like it's going to have your built-in rest days and it's still going to encourage you to keep moving because I'm a big believer in the 10,000 steps at least every day.
Okay.
So it's going to have workouts every day. It's going to tell you cardio days and blah, blah, blah. And then it's also going to have meal plan in there. So
are you serious?
You a meal plan. Yes. Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Will you have recipes?
Snacks. Yes. Yes. All the good stuff.
So everything that you possibly need.
And it builds your grocery list. And if you hit buy, it will deliver your groceries to your house. I mean, hello.
Stop
what
it.
More
stop.
Do you
stop.
Want?
Stop.
I know.
Stop.
How
stop,
badass
stop.
Is that?
Actually, I need this because I can't leave my house anymore. I've not figured out how to do it very well with a child. So can I do this at my house?
Yes.
You anywhere.
Buy, and they'll get delivered to you.
But can or I do the can, workouts you, at my house?
Huh?
The workouts I could do at
all
my house?
The workouts can be done at home. Everything.
And how long is each workout?
So if you do it the way I like to do it, which I don't like to rest, it's about 30 minutes, 30, 35 minutes. Now, look, I'm going to show modifications for each exercise. Okay. And I always say, go at your own pace. If it takes you longer, it takes you longer. If you do half the workout, guess what? You did more than you were going
to
do.
Amen to that.
I would say every workout is not going to be your best workout either.
Right.
Do what you can do. So for the beginners that want to do it, start with the easier workouts, the easier version of each move. And then also, if I give you a range of reps, if you need to do less, don't feel bad about yourself. You're doing something.
You're doing it.
You're doing it. And every day you're just working towards your own goal of being better. Better you, better you. And so I can't wait to share this app.
I can't wait to get this app. So it tells you like what to eat on each like meal
every day.
Each day.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, everything.
Does it tell you how to cook it?
Yeah. It's a whole recipe. It's like almost
how long
like
does it take you to do this?
It's simple. Simple. 5 minutes. Just kidding. Just kidding.
I mean, this app was a labor of love.
It has been a labor of love. So I have 12 weeks built out for the workout so far, and every single day is different. And now once this starts, so January 1st, I'll start working on week 13, and then the next week I'll work on 14. So it will continue on, new week every week. So it's not repeat. There's always repeat exercise. I feel like lunges, squats, I mean, pretty muscles. Hello, right. You got to
do the same stuff together.
Yeah, but it changes. There's different variations. There's different ways I do them. Some are games. Some are not games. I love games.
Because games make you forget that you're working out.
You forget you're working out. I mean, you put on my Spotify playlist. I mean, hello, you cannot not have fun working out then. You should hear it. The music is so fun.
Okay, how do you find your Spotify playlist? Just Erin Oprah?
I think it's Erin Oprah Workout Party.
So you're all about having fun. Like you're...
Yeah, I mean, I just love to laugh.
Because I feel like sometimes people have this big fear of working out. Like, oh my gosh, it's going to be so hard. I don't want to do it. Everyone starts in January 1st, New Year's resolution. Okay, I'm going to lose those 10 pounds that I've had for the past 10 years. And then people don't want to go to the gym. They don't want to work out. It feels like it's so tedious and tiring.
Tedious.
No fun.
Okay,
running on a treadmill sucks.
I'm going to change everyone's mindset. That is my goal, one by one, is to change people's mindset on fitness. First, I want them to look at it as a gift. Gift of getting to move. You have a gift, so enjoy it. Go take advantage of it every day. Celebrate that gift every day by moving your beautiful body.
Don't take it for granted.
No, I don't care how big, how small you are. Your body is beautiful because it's moving. Even if you can't move, do whatever you can do. If you're injured, there's always different things you can do to work around those. So I always say, so first, I want people to learn to celebrate their bodies, change their mindset on fitness. Second, I want you to put music on. The right kind of music, you have to have fun. And then third, the workouts. Like I like to like, I mean, in a sumo squat, I mean, that's perfect dance time. I mean, I'll be twerking while I'm sumo squatting. What more do you want? So in there, I want people to have fun with it. And know that, yes, I wrote a workout that's geared towards all levels, but if you can go harder, go harder. If you need to back it out, back it down. You can do whatever you want, and then you can DM me and I'll help you with questions. I mean, that's what I'm here for. I try to answer as many questions as I possibly can because I honestly am here to help as many
people. So you respond to people?
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds every single day.
On Instagram?
Yes.
So if people write you a message, you really try hard to write it back?
Yes, I pretty much answer everybody back. There's occasional ones that I don't get to. If I open it and all of a sudden I forgot to answer it, then I might miss it.
And I might say, get lost.
DM me back and hopefully I'll get to it. But I try to answer every single person.
Why is that so important to you to
because
answer every person?
My goal, fame is not my goal. I'm not here to be like Instagram perfection or anything. Obviously, if you look at my Instagram, you'd be like, damn, I can't believe she posted that picture of herself. And I was like, nah, I don't care. My husband be like, you posted? I was like, I don't care. I said, I'm not here to be pretty. I'm not here to be perfect. I'm here to help people. And that's so the way to help people is to answer their questions. I mean, that everyone has lots of questions, lots of fears of fitness and eating healthy and not understanding. And so if I can help people, that's what I'm here for.
Have you always been that way?
No.
No? When did it happen?
When did it happen? I've been certified to train since I was 18. I'm 42 now. Gosh, how am I 42? I feel like the biggest kid. I look at my kids. I'm like, I'm the same age as you. You guys want to go out together? And they're like, Mom, you're so old. I start twerking on them. They're like, ugh, Mom. I was like, why don't you guys learn to dance? You're going to make some girl happy one day. But no, when did that change for me? Gosh, I would have to say when I really changed that. Look, I just want people to realize how good they're meant to feel. I would say that was my early 30s. I think a lot of things changed for me. When I got divorce, I feel like my whole world changed.
It did?
For the better. Because he made me miserable.
And he made you, like you said, not feel good about yourself.
No. And it's amazing how when you're around misery, how miserable your life can be. Surround yourself.
That's profound, honestly.
Yeah. Surround yourself by people that bring you joy. If somebody is a Debbie the Downer, probably not the best energy.
Well, because especially if you live around that all the time, how can you not be affected?
I'm just so glad my kids were not raised in that. I'm glad that I got out and showed my kids what a joyful house was supposed to be like, because it wasn't when I was with my ex.
See, and that's like a, I feel like that's a profound thing, because a lot of people are like, you need to stick it out for the kids. You need to stay married for the kids. But then there's this whole other side where it's like, you flipped your whole life around. So how did you know that it was the right thing to do to leave?
Well, I mean, it was a pretty easy decision for me. One, I was miserable. And I always said, how am I ever going to get out of this? Stick with it. It's for the kids. And that's what, I mean, I honestly stayed for the kids. And then when I was on my second deployment in Iraq, he cheated on me. I was like, perfect, out, see ya.
Yeah.
I got divorced right away when I got back.
So you're like, okay, here's my reason.
Yeah, it was like I just needed one thing to inch me out. And I'm telling you, I cannot imagine what my world would be like had I not done that. There was a huge changer in my life, the best decision I ever made for myself, for my kids. But I mean, I tell everyone, do what's best for them. Don't follow my journey. Follow your own.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody make your own journey.
Do you feel like leaving that moment when you left, you were like, okay, I am not going to live this life that I lived before. Like, I am changing it. I'm going to live the way that I know I'm meant to. Like, it was almost like a line in the sand.
Oh, so the day we separated, I filed for divorce the next day. And I said, today is the day my life is going to change forever. I'm going to be single for the rest of my life. This is going to be so awesome. It's going to be me and my boys, and I'm going to love it. And then, like, 6 months later, I met my husband. We were playing soccer.
Isn't that how it always happens when you're not looking?
On our first date. So we met playing soccer. My kids were on the side, like, mom, you know, fighting. And I'm like, nah, you're fine. You're not bleeding. Go do your own thing. And he still wanted to date me. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Because you're awesome.
So we were playing soccer. And he's like, hey, you want to go to the bar? I was like, yeah, I'll go to the bar with you. Got a babysitter for the kids. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to go out with some friends. So I invited all my guy friends. I didn't realize it was like a date thing. And so I invited all these guys with me for our date with it. Now my husband, Sean. And we just had the best time.
And he wasn't intimidated?
No, he's not like that. He's a lot like me. He doesn't really, I mean, there's really no people that are going to intimidate me.
Yeah.
Maybe a bear, but people aren't going to do it. He's kind of that same way. We vibe together so well.
And he DJs for you too.
Yeah, he does all the DJing at my workout events.
Because I hosted an event for The Home Edit, which is this magazine in Nashville.
Oh, that was really fun.
And that was one of the first times I saw you guys as this like duo pair. And he's up there like scratching records and turning tables and all sorts of stuff. And then you come on and it's like this, I felt like I was at a rock and roll like huge show.
And he's like, you would think he's having his own dance party back there.
Yeah.
He's his own live entertainment.
Yeah,
he's
totally.
Pretty funny. He is seriously the best guy. And he has changed my world.
How has he changed it?
He has brought so much joy to my life. He really has. And we're not perfect. Everyone's like, relationship goals. I was like, there's no such thing as relationship goals. We aren't perfect. There is no perfection, but we choose to have fun together. And I feel like that has kept us young, lighthearted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every day is not perfect. Like people think, obviously I don't post, oh, can't stand him today. Actually, there's not really many days like that.
Can't stand him today.
That's not what I'm posting, but there isn't many days like that for us. We're pretty, now PMS time, that might be a little different story.
Right, we can't help that.
But we aren't perfect, but we are truly happy. That's what I always say. I feel like there's no perfect marriage.
But do you feel like it's a choice?
Absolutely, it's a choice. I mean, to an extent, there's some situations that are out of our control always.
How do you guys choose every day to be?
I think that we do stuff that makes us laugh. We have a lot of laughter in our house. I mean, my kids are so mortified by us. And they're always like, oh my gosh. Like, this is what we did one time at their halftime. It was soccer. So I want to learn an actual dance to the song Talk Dirty to Me by Jason Derulo. And so we hired this guy. We took private classes for about a month.
You and Sean, your husband?
Yeah, we did together. And I was like, we want to learn a choreography dance to this. Well, I was like, what are we going to do with it? And so I tried to get into there. So we finally had this dance mastered. And I was like, I really want to perform it somewhere. Where are we going to perform? And so I called their principal. I was like, hey, is there any chance that we can perform at their talent show?
Stop.
And they're like, no. I was like, is there anything that changes? I want to get a costume and I'm going to perform.
No way.
But they wouldn't let me. So I was like, okay, fine. So it was halftime at the middle. We were soccer tournament in Brentwood and tons of people around, right? So we brought our own sound system with us.
Stop.
And I was like, the kids didn't know we were doing this. And so the halftime of their soccer game, we put the music on and performed for all the parents.
And how did it go?
Oh, it went great for me. My son goes and just covers his face.
That's freaking amazing.
I had fun.
So you guys put this whole thing together and just did your own improv performance. Obviously, it was a planned dance, but just popped it on everyone? Sprung it on everyone?
Yes. And we just laughed. We had a good time. And then, you know what? But I hope what it teaches my kids is that to fulfill what makes them happy, find their happiness, and don't worry about others. And I really do try to preach that on them. I feel like worrying about other people's opinions all the time dulls your own life. Because you're never going to make everybody happy. It's impossible. I mean, Instagram, anywhere. If you worry about every comment you get, I mean, God knows I get my fair share of ugly ones. Ugly, ugly. And I'm like, wow, somebody doesn't love me. That's okay. Next.
And you just don't let it affect you?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay, see, to me, like, so I would say you are fearless. Would you say that you are fearless?
No, I have fear heights.
Fear of heights.
I have fear of heights.
Okay.
So I'll do them, but I will not enjoy them. Like, they had to push me off the rappel tower in the Marine Corps. I was like, I ain't going off that. Yeah, you are. Bye. Because I do have a fear of heights.
But emotionally, I feel like you're emotionally fearless.
Probably.
Is it?
I'm very strong-minded. Like, I have a very strong mind to choose. Like, I don't get hurt very often. Like, I don't take people's comments to heart. I'm not sensitive. I guess that's not always a good thing. Because sometimes my husband's like, can you just be a little more sensitive? I was like, why?
Why? Truly. Why would you be? Honestly.
He's like, can you at least sugar? He's letting his hair grow. I was like, every day. Put your hat on, please. Please. He's like, can you just be nice? I was like, just put your hat on. I'll be plenty nice.
At least people know where you stand, you know?
There's no question what I'm thinking. Because I'm pretty much going to say it. But I don't really have a lot of negative I'm not a negative I don't waste my time on that.
Do you just let those filter through? Like, if you get a negative thought, do you just let it pass on by?
Yeah, it's not going to ruin my day.
Yeah, you're not going to hang on to it. Because I feel like people can do that. People can get a negative thought or have a negative experience, and they can just hang on to it and let that shape. Even kind of like how you said about your ex-husband, how he said you were a beach whale. How you can, like, hang on to... I don't know exactly what he said.
That's it, a beach whale. Yeah, I was a beach whale.
Yeah.
I mean, I hung on to that for I probably do in the back of my mind. It's probably still there. I feel like it's always been there. Well, the anorexia became there, and I think that's what made it always there.
Yeah, we can hang on to one thing. So you made a conscious decision, like, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm letting that fly.
No, and it wasn't easy. But what I am forever grateful for that comment, though, because it really did change my world. Everything I've experienced in life, I feel like has led me to where I am today. And I'm very happy with where I am today. I'm very happy with life, and not perfect, but it's perfectly imperfect.
Mm-hmm. And you've taken all of your experiences and you've let them propel you forward.
Yes. Yes. And I get to do what I love every day. I feel blessed for the opportunity to get to help people daily. And who knows what could happen tomorrow. You know, every day is a gift to get to do it. Because everything could change in a drop of a hat. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
And you see it all the time.
It's so true. Like, and we get cocky. We just take for granted that we're going to be healthy.
I mean, we could get the cancer diagnosis tomorrow. I mean, just because you're healthy doesn't mean those things happen to everybody.
Yeah.
You can do everything you can do, but your life can change in a drop of a second. And I always say, just enjoy the one you have for while you can.
Oh, Aaron. Are you a motivational speaker? Do you go around?
No, I don't do any motivational speaking. Actually, I think I'm speaking tomorrow. I have a speaking thing tomorrow.
Like, when you have... Okay, so, like, when you go around and you do your events, your fitness events, it kind of, though, is inspirational at the same time. It's like the way... It's your own inspirational speaking. Maybe. I think so.
I mean, sometimes there's talking at the end of some of the events. Sometimes, like, I'm doing a speaking event with the Heart Association this year.
Is that in honor of your dad?
No, but that's actually a good point. That actually, I should bring that up during that. I hadn't put my thoughts into what I'm going to talk about yet. But that's a good point. I should absolutely do that. So I think I'll be doing that in Texas this year.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, so what we love doing, Sean and I love to do Q&A sessions. And we are so good at feeding off each other. Basically, he takes the questions through phone.
Mm-hmm.
and he asked them to me. And we can feed off each other, and it makes them really fun and really engaging. Those are my favorite things to do outside of the workout events. I mean, workout events, I mean, I hope everyone comes to one time just to come and do it. I mean, you're going to be sore.
But you're going to have a great time.
You're going to have a great time. You're going to forget you're working out until the next day, and you'll be like, oh, damn.
Damn.
Legs are pretty today.
What are some questions that people have asked you? Like, what are questions that people want to know from you the most, do you feel like?
How do you get Carrie Underwood legs?
How do you get Carrie Underwood legs?
Lots of variations, lunges, squats, time under tension. So when that burn kicks in, what does everybody want to do?
Quit.
Stop.
Yeah.
Not the answer.
Push through.
Push through. Go to a happy place. Find your happy place. Push through the burn. Let them work. Also, tell people, don't be scared of weights. Weights make pretty muscles.
Mm.
Weights make beautiful muscles. Don't be scared of them. You're not going to get huge. I mean, I do weights all the time. I'm not big. Like, you're not going to be a bodybuilder because you lift weights.
Yeah.
If you lift those 10 pounds, I promise you're not going to look like a bodybuilder. And if you lift 20 pounds, you're also not going to look like a bodybuilder. So lift those weights. Get some weights for at home. Download my app. Get my book. So
4x4. Yeah, the 4x4.
So the 4x4 tells you my philosophy, which is, I think everyone should learn. So when you go out to eat, you know it. Now, on my app, I have a meal plan, which follows my philosophy, but I think you need to learn the philosophy so it makes it more like, oh, this is why this is this way.
Mm-hmm.
So read it, learn it. So when you're out to eat or you're not cooking, you can still make good choices.
Right. It's not overwhelmed. It's not intimidating.
No, it's not. It's seriously the most simple thing. And I've just heard so many great results from my book. And I'll tell you, that brings me so much joy.
Knowing that you're changing lives.
Yeah, like the stories people send me, I'm like, aw. Like the diseases they've reversed.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like you can actually heal your body and heal sicknesses from your diet?
Now, obviously not a doctor.
Right.
But what people are sending me, I believe food is medicine.
I totally believe. Oh, think about it. If you're putting in processed food, if you're putting in fake food, eating that all the time, your body, how could your body not have a negative reaction?
Absolutely.
If you're putting in natural food from the earth that's good for your body, and your body's bound to just be soaking that up and loving you for it.
It's like beet juice. So beet juice is my jam.
I saw you talk about that. You take 2 shots a day?
2 shots every day. So not with tequila. That's only on Saturdays. Mm-hmm, do I add the tequila mm-hmm. to it? But beet juice is what I take it for an energy source. It's my number one energy source.
So it really gives you energy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's huge. It's my pre-workout. I don't take pre-workouts. I take beet juice.
Do any pre-workouts?
No.
Because that's unnatural.
There's some natural ones out there now, but I just don't get involved in them.
Okay.
I definitely stay. And beet juice, not only is it great for, I mean, you should read the studies on fitness and what it's done for the endurance it gives you, the energy it gives you is pretty phenomenal.
And it tastes great.
It tastes great if it's made right. It okay. can also taste disgusting. But people, what they do, they're like, oh, it's beet juice. Aaron says drink beet juice. If it's in a bottle, it doesn't work.
Okay.
It has to be fresh beet juice. Because as soon as those bottle ones, heat is put to them. As soon as heat's put to them, it's no longer effective.
Really?
Yes. It has to be freshly raw beet juice. And I put so my kids, they take it before they go play soccer. And they say it tastes like an off lemonade. Because okay. the lemons take the flavor. The beets sweeten the lemons. The lemons take the flavor. The ginger gives it a kick.
Oh.
And so it tastes like an off lemonade. So you really don't get the beet flavor out of it. That's what I love about it. Because I love beets to mm-hmm. eat. Drinking beet juice is actually pretty gross by itself.
You need other stuff mixed
in
with it.
Nah, I'm good. Yeah. It's okay. But jarred beet juice is like throw up a bowl. It's so disgusting. I had to do it for this one shoot where they were pretending like I was actually making my real beet juice and they'd make me shoot this. And it's so disgusting. I'm like, people are like, beet juice is so gross. It's like, well, if you're not drinking the right one, I agree. It's pretty gross. But so beet juice, not only is it amazing for energy, it's one of the healthiest things you can put in your body. Everybody should do their research on beet juice. It's great for your heart. It's great for cancer fighting. It's great because beet juice oxidizes your blood. Cancer can't survive under oxygen.
Interesting.
So it's really good for fighting that. It's great for
So if you have beet juice every day, you're oxygen. I don't know how to say
that's
the word.
Oxidizing, but I didn't even say it right.
Your blood every day.
Yes, and so that's why you have more stamina for working out.
Because you got oxygen in your blood.
There you go.
That's
why. And also great for your heart. My resting heart rate dropped 10 numbers in 2 weeks.
Is Is that so? You want a low resting heart rate?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, there is a point that it's too low, but you want it to be lower, yes.
Because you want to take the pressure. You want your heart to have a break, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So the lower your blood pressure, I mean, there's a point that's too low. And also there's a point that's too high. Everyone should go to their doctor, get physicals, stay on top of all that. Let your doctor guide you. But I highly recommend beet juice.
Interesting.
Best thing ever.
So that's one
ever.
Of your big tips. Like, that's
huge. Yeah. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's everything. And people... Inflammatory doesn't mean, oh, I see that I have a swollen knee. That's not the inflammatory I'm talking about. You don't see it.
It's inside.
Inside.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, beet juice is my jam. Every day I'm juicing. Only beet juicing.
So what is it like to, like, is it pressure? Is it a compliment? Is it all the things? Do you feel like you have to keep it up? Like, being the one who defined Carrie Underwood's legs, like having that on your resume, like what does that feel like? Or do you just be like, it's just what I do?
You know, it's so funny. I've never even thought about it. It's just,
I mean, her legs are a huge talking point.
They are. But I feel like now that I'm more than, I always say, yes, I love Carrie a lot, but I'm more than just Carrie Underwood's trainer. You know, yeah. Like that's, I don't want that to define who I am. Mm-hmm. I am a trainer who happens to train Carrie Underwood and happens to train all these amazing, beautiful women that all have beautiful legs. And what I want people to know that where she's absolutely stunning with gorgeous legs and an amazing person and great heart, I want everybody to find theirs and not try to be hers. And I don't want people to look at me and be like, oh, you're just Carrie Underwood's trainer. You know, I want people to look at me like, I'm here to help you.
Be the best version of yourself.
You. I'm not here just to talk about Carrie. And mm-hmm. I'm here to help educate people and help educate people on how to feel good.
How did you become a celebrity trainer?
That's a good... So, do you know who Aubrey Sellers is?
Yes.
So Aubrey
Leanne Womack's daughter.
Yeah. So, Aubrey Sellers was my first one. But
she's an amazing
way
talent.
Way before she was an artist. Okay. Like, she was a teenager.
Okay.
And then I started training Leanne Womack and then Frank Liddell.
Who's her producer.
Well, yes. And Miranda and a slew of other people, too. He owns Carnival Music.
Yes. So you started training Frank from Leanne.
Yes. And then it went to Carrie Underwood. And then it went to the Alan Jackson family and just kept Lauren Elena and now Martina. Right. All of them. Yeah. So... I mean, it's just word of mouth. I didn't go looking for it. Fame has never been one thing I had ever strived for in my goal, in my life. It's not like I'm like, oh, one day I'm going to train famous people. I was like, that would have never even crossed my mind.
Right. What have you learned about fame, being around famous people?
Fame is not what people think of fame. That's what I've learned. Fame, everyone thinks fame is glamorous, and fame is not glamorous. Fame is a lot of hard work, and what they see is red carpets that are, yes, everyone looks beautiful, but what they don't see are the hours that go into that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just looking pretty and taking pictures. There's 5 million work things going on behind the scenes. And how do you describe fame? I don't really...
And there's like a lot of criticism that comes with fame too.
Oh, there's so much. I mean, you have to... I think the biggest thing people forget... that famous people are actually people.
Yeah.
Just because you're famous doesn't mean that you don't have feelings and you don't care what other people think and that you don't get hurt by people saying
people
mean
things.
People
think they can just judge famous people like they're not real.
Well, because they don't. I think when you become famous, you're now a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're a product.
You're a product.
You're no longer a person with sensitivity and feelings, and you're a product. And it's really a sad thing, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I wish people on the outside could register that and think, wow, I should probably think before I type, because this person on the other end has feelings. So you don't like her boobs, or you think her butt's too big. Do you really have to ride it?
It's not, what could she do about it, you know?
And maybe she likes her butt.
Yeah.
Maybe she likes her boobs hanging. Maybe she likes whatever it might be. Why does it matter to you?
Right. Why you spend your time?
I don't understand people's mentality of needing to put somebody else down to get their own fulfillment.
Right.
And that I wish that people could think before they type and realize that famous people still have feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a sad thing because people are mean.
So mean. And they feel like
everyone,
they can.
Not everyone has thick skins.
Yeah.
Thick skin.
Actually, a lot of famous people, I feel like, don't have thick skin.
They don't.
Because you go into fame looking to fulfill this... I don't know, like a lot of famous people go because they have a need to fill. Like I know I wanted to get in the entertainment industry because I was struggling with self-worth issues. And I don't mean everyone has a different reason for why they look for fame and validation, but, or maybe they just have a talent. Who knows? Maybe they've just been talented.
Maybe they have a talent, had no desire to be famous, but their talent led them to this.
And they couldn't help it. Kind of like how your talent led you to train the stars and become a famous trainer.
I don't
trainer.
Really think that I'm famous. I was like, I just work out.
But I mean, to become a celebrity trainer, though, you know, it's not like you sought it out.
No, never. And but yeah, so I hope somebody from our conversation, I hope somebody can take this and say, wow, OK, they're right. They have feelings. I should not write mean stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like their music, you don't like their music. You like their hair. You don't like their hair. Don't write it.
Yeah.
If you're not going to walk up and say it to someone's face, then don't type it.
Amen to that.
Because you're not going to do it to person because nobody's got those kind of balls.
Yeah.
If you don't have the balls to say it to someone's face, then don't write it because that's just hateful. Hateful. And I don't understand people's mentality for that. I'll never understand that. And it's never going to change, I don't think. But social media has only made it 5 million times worse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you think the importance of self-talk is? I talked to a lot of people about self-talk, and I have a feeling you have probably pretty good self-talk. Because, like, I didn't know I had terrible self-talk until I started even knowing that self-talk was existing in my brain on a daily basis. Like, what are your thoughts on self-talk?
I say we are our own number one cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
Be your own cheerleader. Do I have days I'm like, oh, Aaron, you look terrible. And then my husband would be like, we just laugh. Because sometimes I wake up, I'm like, whoa, who the... Well, somebody's not aging gracefully. I was like, how many wrinkles can we have today? I was a little late to the skin party. Like, massively late. Like, I waited till I was 40 before I thought, oh, moisturizer might be a good idea. And hello, it shows. And so sometimes I wake up, I'm like, who the hell is this person?
But, we all feel that way,
though. You know, and then other days I'm like, I feel good.
You're looking good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
What do you do when you're having a bad self-talk day, though?
Or I go jump rope.
You do?
Jump rope, yeah. Jump rope is my meditation.
Mm.
I like to do 1 hour to 2 hours most days.
Dang, of jumping rope all at one time?
Oh, because you know what it does? It gives me my steps, which one I think is super important for everybody where our 1 hour workout is so important. Our steps, all day movement matters so much. That's why I host these step bet games. Have you ever played?
No.
Okay, so what it is, it's a step bet app. Actually, I have a game starting on December 30th.
What's
but you'll
called?
Be able to sign.
Oh, you can join your game?
Yeah, everybody can join.
So you have online games going on?
Yeah. I have one right now. It ends right around there, too. So December 30th starts my next one.
How
so
do we
you
find
can sign.
It?
You download the Step Bet app.
Step?
Step Bet. STEPBET.
Okay.
Step Bet. It's one word. So you download that app. And the biggest thing is you have to enter the game code Aaron Opria or you'll be put in the wrong game.
Okay.
So you enter my name. And it will pull up. So you pay $40. You pay $40. I pay $40. We all pay $40. Everyone pays $40. It's going to pull your history off your fitness tracker, whatever, Fitbit, Apple Watch. If you don't have one, it will pull it from your phone because our phone counts our steps if you don't have a flip phone. But if you have a flip phone, you might be out. So it counts your steps. And it's going to say whatever your history of movement. So your goal, my goal, everyone's goal is different. It's based off your own history of movement. So you're only betting against yourself.
Mm.
So you pay $40. It's going to pull your history. It's going to say, well, you've been averaging whatever your average has been. So say you've been averaging 10,000. It's going to say, okay, for the next 6 weeks, it's going to up at 30%, and it's going to say now for the next 6 weeks, if you hit 13,000, you get your $40 back. So you lose nothing. If you move, you lose nothing. You actually make money. If you don't hit your personal goal, because our goals are all different. If you don't hit your personal goal, your money is put into a big pot. And then that pot is then split amongst everybody who did hit their goal. So all the winners make money by moving. I was like, you make money. You feel amazing. I mean, it's a win-win. So I want to get one going for the new year. So it starts on December 30th, but you can sign up all the way through that first week. Because the first week is called warm-up week, so everybody can learn how to use the app. You can't lose, and you can still sign up.
Okay, so you just get adjusted.
Yeah, so you have 1 week. So whatever December 30th, whatever week is that, January, what, 6-ish, somewhere right on there? It will be the last day to sign up that Sunday. So
I just love that you're always doing interactive, fun things to get your body moving, to have fun, to be
challenge
your best
yourself.
Self, to challenge yourself. Instead of just being like, I don't want to do it. You're just like, no, just do it. Just
do it. I always say if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. You got to have a little friendly competition with yourself. You don't need to compete against others. I mean, if you want to compete against others, go for it. But this game has you just competing against yourself. So there's lots of winners. 3,000 or so usually win. So let's get a big game going. Everybody grab all their friends. I always think it's more fun. My husband plays with me. Actually, I'm trying to get my older son. He played the last game. I think he might play his next one, him and his girlfriend. So hopefully they'll play with me. I always find it fun because we sit at the table and we're like, how many steps you got? How many more you got to go tonight? Oh, yeah. I'm going to go jump rope. I got to get the rest of my steps. So I get a lot of them through jump rope.
I freaking love that. What I've learned too, like when I've been the most, I've had like super active seasons of my life and not active seasons.
We all
do. Yeah. When I'm in my active season, like working out every day and like eating healthy, you just have more energy. You can do more things.
Well, energy, movement stirs more energy and laziness stirs more laziness. The more you sit, do you ever sit on the couch and think, okay, I've had my fill, I'm ready to get moving? No,
I'm just ready to keep standing. I'm like, can I get some popcorn? Maybe order a pizza?
Usually once you sit on the couch, you never say, okay, I'm ready to go run now. It just doesn't happen. But when you're up and moving, you realize how much more energy it gives you.
Yes.
You get energy through movement and fresh air and feeling your body properly and sunlight. I mean, all the good stuff, water, beet juice. But if you sit around, you're just going to feel lazy and sluggish.
Why is it so hard for us to do that? Because like when you say, okay,
it's simple.
Eat not processed foods. You actually love the way they taste. Don't eat a lot of sugar. Don't drink a lot of alcohol. Get your exercise in. Be outside. I mean, it sounds very basic to me. And then exercise like 30 minutes a day.
I feel like a lot of people struggle the most with the clean eating. And I always say, okay, if you can't get yourself eating clean, a lot of times start with the movement, start walking, because walking will help break the cravings. So just start moving your body and hopefully that's going to make the cravings start going away. So then the cleaner eating gets easier. And so I feel like if we could get everybody playing Step Bet, downloading my app for the workouts,
Pretty Muscles,
the Pretty Muscles app.
And it also gives you the meal plan.
I mean, I have a meal plan on there.
It tells you everything that you need.
Snacks, everything. And I have desserts, like healthy desserts.
I'm ordering this.
Like,
I'm getting it. So January 1st, we can get it.
January 1st. I can't wait. I've worked so hard. I'm really, really, really excited. I hope everybody loves it.
And they're going to love it.
And I'm going to continue adding things on there. So it has a Tabata timer on there that you'll be able to use. There's games, Tabata workouts in the app, but there's also a timer if you just want to do your own workouts in there. You can take them from the book and you can use that timer too.
So you have on the app, there's the workouts, there's the meal plans, and then there's a grocery list, and then you can get your groceries delivered to your house. I mean, you're making this as easy as you could possibly make it for anyone.
That's what life's about, simplicity. Let's make it simple.
Dang. But simple. It wasn't easy for you. You put in all the work to make it easy for us.
Good. I'll do the work
and we
you guys
benefit.
Enjoy it. But now you actually have to do it. So I did the initial work and now it's your turn.
Okay.
It's everyone else's turn. Challenge. So get all your friends to play Step Bet with you. Because I feel like if we can get you guys moving and then start the workouts, I just feel like if you have a partner, whether it be your spouse, your girlfriends, your boyfriends, whatever it might be, find someone that accountability partner.
That really is a real thing.
A cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can be your own cheerleader.
Someone to talk to about it with.
Positive encouragement really helps. I feel like my husband is definitely that for me.
Yeah.
He is my number one cheerleader. He is so good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope everyone finds somebody like that in their life. It doesn't have to be a spouse or a boyfriend. It could be a girlfriend.
Root you on.
It could be whoever it is, but somebody that is truly in it for your best well-being and your biggest encourager to keep going.
Yeah.
Because we're all going to have down days and sluggish days. And someone say, you know what? It's okay. Today's a down day. Go for a walk.
Yeah.
Skip the workout. Just go move your body. But it's going to help with depression. It's going to help with everything. And so he'll say, Aaron, when I'm in a bad mood or I'm cranky or depressed or I don't really get down in the dumps about something, go jump rope. He's like, please, Aaron, just go jump rope. 10 minutes, go jump rope.
How great that he
minutes.
Knows just to tell you that. And you're like, okay, but you also
but
know.
All I want to do is snap at him. Like, rah, 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 rah. And he's like, just go jump rope. I know, baby. It's okay. It's okay. Just go jump rope. And I'll go out there. And once I get in my studio, it's like I put on my playlist and the whole world doesn't exist. I'm so happy. So happy.
All it takes is just getting up and doing it.
And doing it. Where
it's
I could just
that initial getting up and doing it. We just don't want to do it. But if you just do it.
And don't go to wine. Because that's not. Our wine is. Our happiness is not in a bottle.
No.
It's not.
And that just makes you tired, hungover.
Sluggish. The next day. I mean, we are going to turn to that for happiness because it's happiness for a moment. It is not long-term happiness. And it's not worth it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't drink, but moderation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Moderation on the drinking, the
Yeah.
Any of that. Yeah.
Moderation.
Balance.
Okay, I would talk to you forever because you're so inspiring. And, like, people pay so much money to have you, all their attention. I'm like, I feel so lucky that I've gotten to have this conversation with you.
Oh, my gosh, it's been a pleasure.
It's been my pleasure, Erin. I have
admired. Thanks for having me.
You're one of those people that I've always seen around town, and I've always been intimidated by you.
Why?
Because you're just so badass.
I feel like there's nothing about me that's intimidating.
Well, you're just so confident in who you are, and you're just changing. You just change people's lives. And you're just,
sweet.
Like, this level of inspiration. So I felt very like, and I've got, you know, I also, because I've met you at events and like you're leading these huge events, and like I'm always like, dang, she's such a badass. Like I met you at Amy Brown's event that she had at Whiskey.
Oh, the,
I forgot what that was for. I think it was for
a charity.
Yeah, it's for a charity. I met you there, and then at the National Edit, and you're just like, you're just so authentically yourself.
Yeah,
and you're just such
a
badass.
Myself. That is one thing I can truly say, is I am who I am.
And it's really inspiring to be around. Truly. It really is.
Well, you're sweet. You're sweet. I just am here to help.
Well, you're changing the world. So
I'd like to have a good time.
I like to end all my podcasts with Leave Your Light. So your whole life is inspirational. And but like, what do you want people to know? What do you want people to know, really?
I want people to know that every single person is worth it. You are worth it, no matter if you feel like I don't have a purpose, I don't have a reason, I don't have any motivation. And the motivation is, you're worth it. You know that song? What is that song? Baby, You're Worth It?
Yeah.
I play it every workout event. I think that's, I don't know, I forget who sings it. It's on my playlist too. But I want, that's what I want people to know, is they are absolutely worth every bit of everything. And anything they want, if they decide they want it, they can do it. You can do it because you're a badass, right?
Heck yeah. Freaking love that.
So,
Erin, thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me. And I hope you guys all have the best new year.
And get the app for the new year. Start your new year off with Pretty Muscles.
Pretty Muscles, Step Bet, Book, whatever you want.
4x4. Okay, so all of your products are 4x4, 4x4 Book, Pretty Muscles, Step Bet.
And Step Bet app. Both those are apps.
Okay.
Yes. But make sure on Step Bet app, you enter the game code Erin Opria, you'll be in the wrong game.
And it's O-P-
R-R-E-A.
It's not Oprah.
It's not Oprah. And I get Oprah a lot. I know we look alike, but I'm not Oprah.
But you've been featured on Oprah.
I did do Oprah, yeah.
Did you go on Oprah?
They shot here in Nashville. Carrie and I did it together.
So did you speak with Oprah?
No, we just did a bunch of shooting for it.
Oh, wow. God, you've been on Oprah?
I mean, how many years ago was that? That was like... That has to be 11, maybe 12 years.
Well, you've been on all the major TV shows.
I've done a lot of them.
Dang, that's cool. Was that fun?
Yeah. Yeah.
The veil.
I'm not like a huge, like, look at.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess people probably think I'm that way because I just dance everywhere. But that's, I don't.
But you're
I don't,
doing
I'm
it
not,
for
I'm
yourself.
I'm not attention seeking.
Yeah, you're doing it for yourself.
I don't do it for people to be like, oh, who she thinks she is.
Yeah.
I do it because I truly, if the right music's on, I'm dancing. You know, I don't do it for attention seeking. People might look at it that way, but hey, it's going to give them something to talk about. They'll remember me.
I freaking love you, Erin. You're amazing.
Well, thanks again. Hey, kudos to everyone. Have the best new year.
Amen to that. 2020. We're going to see clearly this year.
Best you.
Woo-woo. Okay, bye.